Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. It's go time. This is the complete podcast for salespeople and entrepreneurs. And I'm your host, Pat Holder. And this is episode numero uno. Okay, numero uno. Now, our goal, my intention, my mission is to help entrepreneurs and salespeople have more confidence, have more fulfillment, and ultimately earn more income in the sales and entrepreneurship arena. Okay. Because at the end of the day, that's a really, really important aspect about what we do, especially if you're in a straight commission sales job. All right. And that's what we're going to be talking about all throughout this podcast is, hey, how to get that up. All right. How to get that income up. All right. So if you're in telesales, if you're in business to business, if you're face to face, if you go off of leads, if you don't go off of leads, if you're knocking on doors, if you're cold calling, God bless you. I love it. This is the podcast for you. Okay. If you got leads, if you don't have leads, if you're in pest control, if you're car sales, if you're in roofing, right? If you're in insurance sales, if you make a commission, this is the podcast for you. Okay. This is the podcast for you. All right. And again, my name's Pat Holder here. Now, just a little background here about me is I lead a multi-million dollar sales team of phenomenal, phenomenal individuals, men and women who I consider to be my personal family. Shout out STS. Now, I've been doing these types of trainings and podcasts, if you will, for years, but all within our company. All right. And I've had this thing to come out of my soul recently of like, hey, you know, we've got to do this to where I can help more people. Okay. And that is my mission, is to help you. So if you're here, I appreciate you investing your time in this podcast. And my number one priority is to help you have more fulfillment, have more confidence, and earn more income. Bottom line. All right. And we're just going to get right into it. Okay. And that's going to start right here, right now. It's go time. All right. So we're going to start every single episode with a quote. Okay. So this episode, we're talking about, hey, how to find the right sales position. Okay. It could be a tough task, but I think it's one of the most important ones. And that's how my journey started, is I didn't know where to start. Okay. But this is from Zig Ziglar's book, A View from the Top. Okay. Zig Ziglar, he's a famous sales guy. He's been doing it for a long, long time. He's been doing it, I don't know, since the 70s, 80s, 90s, you know, classic salesperson. So if you haven't heard of Zig Ziglar, grab his books, grab his audio programs. He's got cassettes, he's got CDs, right? And he's all over the internet. All you got to do is just Google Zig Ziglar, all right? And he's got classic principles that'll help you. So really dig into his stuff, okay? But this in particular quote is from A View from the Top. I've read this book multiple times. It's awesome book. It's a good reference manual to go back to for yourself too. So pick up the book. All right. But this is on page 51 here. And since we're talking about, hey, how to find the right sales position, I feel like this is absolutely perfect for this. And he's talking about when you go out with a complete assurance and confidence and optimism and enthusiasm and all the motivation you can muster. Go out with a conviction that you have the skills, the talent, the commitment, the responsibility, and the qualities that will make you a valued employee, okay? Because that's what it's about, is you, when we're looking for a sales position, it's like, you know, you are the prize. It's not necessarily that sales organization. Oh God, I really want to work there. Okay, good, no problem. But don't forget, you're the prize. Okay. Don't forget you're the prize. Don't forget you're the one that's going to come in there and kick some tail. Don't forget you're the one that's going to come in there and flick the company, meaning like, hey, really improve it, because that should be your first target, is really, hey, where can I make an impact? All right. And we'll talk about that later in the episode. But that is just, it's an awesome quote by Zig Ziglar. And basically he's saying, go all in. Why not? Right. So the first thing that we're going to be talking about today, got a couple of bullets that we'll go through to make sure that you find the right sales position, okay? It doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be a salesperson right now at all. It's just you have to have the right mindset that, okay, I am going to be a great salesperson, all right? Or an entrepreneur or what have you. Or, hey, you just want to make a lot of money, all right? No problem with any of those goals, all right? Hey, wanting to make a lot of money is a fantastic goal, by the way, all right? So I love and respect that goal if that's yours. It should be yours, by the way, all right? The first one is get specific. Get very, very specific on what you're looking for. Not necessarily the industry. The industry really doesn't matter too much. It's about the vehicle, Now, industry does matter if it's like going down the tubes because of technology or whatever. OK, you definitely don't want to be joining an industry that is not on the up and up. All right. We will talk about that here later. But you got to get specific now, specific for what you want. This is what I'm talking about, is get specific for what you want. So I call them your non-negotiables. What are your non-negotiables, meaning 3 to 5 things that you require out of your next sales position, okay, that are your requirements right now, okay? That is a non-negotiable. What do I mean by that? So for me, it was, hey, I got my first sales job. Like, I thought it was right, and it could have been in a different universe, but hey, not here. My manager at the time was just not a very good dude and required us to do some unethical things. I wouldn't do it, couldn't do it. And eventually I had to throw in the towel. I'm like, look, man, I can't do this anymore. And I'm not a quitter. So that absolutely crushed my soul. So then I'm like, I know I want to get in. I know I want to stay in sales, but hey, I just don't know where to go. And my brother told me to do this. And this was amazing. I have no idea where he got it from, but hey, this is awesome. So you want to write down 3 to 5 non-negotiables. You can do more. It doesn't have to be just 5, but 3 to 5 is a good number of non-negotiables that you require out of your next sales position. Okay. So for me, it was these 4. It was travel. I needed to travel. I must travel, right? Whether it's internet, I wanted to do international, but hey, you know what? You make enough money, you can travel international. All right. Anytime, any day, right? The first one for me was travel, had to travel. Second one was uncapped income potential, completely uncapped. All right. I know some sales positions are, you sell enough units during a month, on the next 10 units, you get a reduced commission or no commission. It's a reverse incentive. It makes no sense. So you need to make sure that you're going into a position that is uncapped. All right. Now I'm just going to throw that one. That should be one of yours. Okay. The other ones can be whatever you want, but that should be one of yours, is uncapped. Like, hey, I get paid exactly what I work. Okay. That's uncapped. Hey, and if I want to keep going, can I make more money? Yeah, absolutely. No doubt. That's exactly how it works. Boom. Okay. This could be my place. All right. So uncapped, completely uncapped income. The second thing is that for me, it was that I needed a positive and an ethical group, a positive and ethical group. All right. That was just very easy to see right off the bat. Trust your gut on this. Trust your gut on whatever your gut's telling you on that type of situation. The other one for me is I needed a coach. I needed a mentor, and I needed to be somebody's mentee. All right. For me, that was super, super important. I think that should be one of yours as well, is that someplace where somebody's going to have your back, a place where somebody's actually going to give a rat's patoot about your success. Genuinely. Okay. There's a difference between saying I care about you and then actually showing it. Okay. And a good indicator there is that you got a sales manager, a leader that's actually doing it or has done it in the past and is willing to get their jersey dirty with you along your journey. Okay. So those were my 4. So those, you know, you can steal those, no problem. All right. But really take some time to think. Take some time to think. Take some time to, like, what do you require? Okay. Because, you know, these exercises that we're talking about will save you months and could save you years in finding the right position. Okay. Instead of going from this one and this one and this one and aimlessly, you know, looking. Okay. Hey, if you're looking for a partner, hey, you want to be very specific on that. It's like, oh, I'm just looking for a partner. Oh, I'm just looking for a job. Well, that's not very specific at all. So when you have these specificities on, hey, I need to travel, I need uncapped, I need a positive and ethical group, I need to have a coach, all right? Then when you're going on all these interviews, which leads to number two is go on lots of interviews, right? Then when you're going on lots of these interviews, hey, it's naturally filters them out for you. It's like, okay, how's the commission structure work? Well, you know, is it capped How does it work? Oh yeah. If you sell, you know, 30 units in a month, you're good to go, you know, blah, blah, blah. Oh, so it's capped. Okay. Boom. Hey, this doesn't sound like for me. Hey, I appreciate you taking the time and consideration for me, but this is not what I'm looking for. So I appreciate the time. Boom. You automatically eliminated one instead of entertaining a position that doesn't meet your requirements. Okay. It really helps with narrowing down, getting real specific on what, you know, that way you're not wasting any time when you do make that decision to go to a specific place. You're like, boom, they already met all my requirements. So we're starting off on a good foot. It doesn't have to be perfect. It does not have to be perfect, but it needs to seem like it can be perfect. All right. Because you don't know until, you know, you actually, you know, give it a few months. All right. Few months, few years. You know what I mean? So the second thing, though, is go on lots of interviews. Now that you have your non-negotiables, okay? Now, don't necessarily say no to interviews if it's like a maybe. Okay, if it's definitely a no, like, okay, there isn't, if you're, one of yours is travel. Oh, it's not a travel position. I'm in a cubicle hammering phones. Nope, that wasn't for me. Hey, I'm not even going to entertain that interview. But hey, if it's a maybe and they might meet your requirements, go on the interview. Sit down with somebody, talk with somebody, because expect to be surprised sometimes. Okay. You're like, oh my God, like that interview went so great. I almost didn't show up. You know, say yes to the interviews. Say yes to the interviews. If it's a maybe, rock and roll and go. Okay. Now, going back to what we talked about earlier is, hey, you are the prize. You're the prize. Isn't that great? That sales job, that company, that's not the prize. You're the prize, especially in the interview process. Okay. So don't forget that. Okay. You're the one that's going to come there and positively shift the direction of the company. That should be your intent. Hey, Mr. Hiring Manager, my intent is to come in here and kick tail, be a positive influence to you and your team, and do what I can to help and support my peers. All right. But I'm also here to change the direction or improve the direction of where this company is going if I can. Okay. Hey, and how am I going to do that? I'm just going to increase the sales. I'm going to increase the sales, right? And fortify the sales team because I'm here, right? That's the kind of vibe you need to be bringing, right? That's the kind of vibe you need to be bringing. Now, number three, watch out. Watch out. Alert, alert, alert. Watch out for the spaghetti against the wall type of sales organizations. Okay. So you got a bowl of spaghetti, right? You just took it off the pan. You drained the water. The noodles are all sticky, right? You throw a bowl of spaghetti against the wall. Most of the spaghetti is going to fall off. Try it. Try it. A few noodles are going to stick on the wall, just a few. And so that's the spaghetti against the wall type of hiring process a lot of sales organizations go into. All right. Is like not a lot of people stick around. Okay. You hire 30, you keep two, and then the two are gone in 6 months. Okay. That is so that, you know, oh, how do I know if I'm looking at a situation like that? Okay. Well, you go into a situation where there's 30 people training. All right. And then when you actually go into the field, all right, then there's 10. Okay. And then after just a few weeks, there's three that was out of the 30 class. Okay. And now you're just a few weeks in, or a month or two in, and then all you guys are doing are complaining because you're not getting the commissions, or you're not getting the support, or, oh my God, what I was promised is not what this is. That is probably a spaghetti against the wall type of sales organization. They're not bad. Okay. It's just, if you're my brother, if you're my sister, that's not what I would want for you. And that's not what I would want for me either. Okay. Traditionally, they're a ground and pound type of situation to where, you know, it's just not that favorable for the individual that's starting out. Okay. So keep an eye out for the spaghetti against the wall type of organizations. They are everywhere. And a lot of times they fib on the interview process. You know, I do a lot of the hiring and stuff like that. Man, a lot of people are skeptical because they've been through that situation. They're like, oh, I've heard that before. And it's like, dang, man. Like, well, that ain't us, but okay. So the number four. So yeah, keep your eye out for the spaghetti against the wall situation. Are they being selective with you? If it's like, oh, you're a body in a chair. Yeah, you look good. All right. You're hired. Like, there should be a little bit of a barrier to entry to join that sales team. Dude, there's a bigger barrier to entry to join our team. Like, it's like, man, these are my brothers and sisters that I'm asking you to join our family. We're going to do a little bit through the interview process. So watch out for spaghetti against the wall type of organizations. Number four, look for a resume eliminator. All right. Look that one up in the Webster's Dictionary. I don't think it's there. Look for a resume eliminator. You want to, again, it's not about being perfect here, but it's about making an educated decision when you're going to your next sales position. You might make a mistake your first time. You might make a mistake your second time. But hey, if you're doing these steps, hey, you're probably going to nail it on the first or second try here. All right. To where you're finding the right spot for you long term. And that's what we're talking about with a resume eliminator. All right. You want to eliminate your resume forever. It's like, can this job be a resume eliminator? right? Okay, so can I be here for 5 years? Can I be here for 10? Do we have the capacity to be here for 15, 20 years? And then boom, you're done forever, okay? That you never have to make a resume again. So can this be the last job that I ever have? It's yes or no. And like, you know, is it? It could be. All right, great. So look for a resume eliminator. All right. So if this does not sound like a situation, because you don't want to go commission statement again, you don't want to go from paycheck to paycheck again, right? You know, we've all been there. Ooh, I don't want to be back there. Do you? Absolutely not. So I want you to choose the next job that you're going to be with for the rest of your life. All right. Rest of your working life. Right. So then you can do whatever you want after that. Right. That's number four. Look for a resume eliminator. All right. Number five is, can you make $100,000 in your first? And I would write these down. Hey, look for, we'll go over these here at the end here, but write these down is, hey, can you make $100,000 in your first year? Can you earn $100,000 in your first year? Okay. It doesn't have to be probable, but it just has to be possible. Okay. You know, I don't know what the percentage is, but like, you know, it's not a very high percentage of salespeople starting off and then making $100,000 in the first year. Do they do it? Absolutely. No doubt. Right. But it just, well, on the job that you're choosing, all right, it has to be at least possible that you can make $100,000 in your first year. Okay. Not probable, not necessarily probable, but possible. Okay. And then, so you got to make $100,000 in your first year if you can. All right. If it's possible. Second thing is that $200,000 that you got to be able to earn or have the possibility of earning $200,000 within your first 2 to 5 years. Okay. So, because if you're making anything less than that long term, you're going to be working for the rest of your life. Okay. Retiring at 65, 70, maybe even have to do a part-time job. Okay. And that's assuming nothing crazy happens. Okay. So, but with 200K long term every single year, boom, 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 then you'll be able to retire way earlier than most. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. So, 100K in your first year, possible. 200K possible in your first 2 to 5 years. Okay. If it's a no, don't give it a 10 out of 10 on your possible job list. Okay. So number six, if you can meet the team, hey, you seem like a great guy and I really appreciate you taking the time to interview me. It's like, but now can I meet one of the salespeople? Like maybe one of your top guys, somebody who's around here that's been here for a while. Can you call them in or, you know, on my next interview, can I meet him or her? You know, man, because here's the thing. You want to understand what tribe you're getting into, the tribe, the team, the group. All right. Because, hey, do they seem like your tribe? Right. Are they winning? Are they juiced and jacked? Right. And it's like, you know, especially if you're getting one on one, it's like, hey, what's it really like being here, man? Like, I really like this. I really like this. Like, how's it going for you? You know, and then boom, listen. Okay. Listen. So if I had somebody come up to me, which I don't think I've ever have, unless we've already, you know, given the offer and stuff like that. But it's like, if I had somebody that I really liked and they're like, hey, Pat, you seem great. This seems awesome. You know, can I meet a member or two of the team? Can I meet the team? I'd be like, absolutely. Like, hang on. Like, how much time you got? You got a second? All right. Hey, let me boom, boom here. Matt, Aaron, are you guys around? Hey, who's around? And then have that person meet them, because I would be so juiced and jacked, because that means this person's serious. That means this person's serious. You know, if they're not serious, they're not going to ask that question, right? So only ask that question if you're serious. So, and then get a vibe, okay? Because that, you know, getting multiple people on the sales team gets you a much better understanding of what you're looking into, what you're about to join, okay? So meet the team if you can, okay? That's number six. Now, number seven is, I would advise you to look for a smaller company. You know, a smaller company in a growing industry, and the company's got to be growing. But if they're interviewing people, then by default, they're looking to grow. Okay. So you're looking for a growing industry, hopefully a smaller company. Okay. You know, I wouldn't want to do sales for who, you know, Coca-Cola. You know, that I would be a number and I wouldn't be able to make much of an impact. And that's what it's about, is making a big impact. And when you're with a smaller company, you have much more of a probability to make an impact, to rise through the ranks, to have some exponential growth in your income, but then also fulfillment. Because, man, you know, I love helping out our company. And I don't know what we started with when I started, but it was like 12 people. And that's kind of what you're looking for if you can, you know, 12 to 50 folks, you know, I don't know, but look for smaller rather than larger. That's the main thing. Okay. Hey, where is this company going? What are their values? All right. What do they believe in? Right. So that goes with 6 and 7 there. Hey, meet the team, look for a smaller company. And if they're like, hey, I am the team. Hey, all right. I'd check that out. If it's a one man show, let's see what you got. What's your idea? Why did you go into business? All right. Cause you're about to be a partner with this person. So you really need, or this group. So you really, really, really need to be selective. All right. To the best of your ability. All right. Now, the last thing here, guys, is going to be don't half-ass this thing. When you're looking for your career in entrepreneurship or in sales or whatever, all right, is don't half-ass this thing. Do not be going into this deal by, okay, I'm going to try sales out. I always wanted to try sales. Well, if you try sales, you're going to cry in sales. All right. Like that's just what's going to happen. Like there is no try. All right. Master Yoda says, hey, there is no try. It's either do or do not. All right. And he had it right. You cannot half-ass this thing. All right. So whenever you do make that selection of whichever company they, you know, you're right for them and they're right for you because that's what it's about. Hey, am I right for this company? And then if so facto, hey, are they right for me? All right. So it's not just a one-way street. It's both. All right. But when you select that place that feels right, that feels like home, that feels like your future, go all in. Go all in. Burn the ships, baby. Do not entertain any more interviews after that. Please, God, don't take interviews while you're working for another company on their dime. By definition, that's unethical. You're stealing companies' time. Now, I know people do it and that's a common practice, but how am I supposed to do it with a dude? Do it on your lunch break. Okay. Do it on your lunch break. Grab a quick sandwich or don't eat it all. Hey, take this thing seriously. So go all in. Do not just try. Do not just try. Try is a failing formula. So, hey, I'm going to make something of this. All right. I'm going to give it my 100%. And we're going to talk about how to start in sales next week or next episode or what have you. Is, hey, how to do that. But the first thing is, hey, make a decision right now that you're going to go all in. Make a decision right now that hey, you know what? I'm going to jump in head first, right? And those are the best people to be around, especially the new guys or new gals. It's like, hey, you know, I don't know what to expect, but I'm here for it and I'm going all in. Dude, everybody on the team's like, yes, let's go. I love this new person, right? So that's the kind of mentality you need to be coming in with when you're going to your new tribe, all right? To your new sales position or entrepreneurship, or if you're starting your new business, hey, you better get ready to go all in, all right? Because you can't half-ass on your dream. That's what we're talking about, all right? So don't do that, all right? So that's all we got here for today. I will review them. Here, number one, get specific. Your non-negotiables, 3 to 5 things, all right, that you require because you're the prize, okay? 3 to 5 things that you require. All right. Go on lots of interviews. Oh, it's going to take so much time. I don't want to waste all that time, man, dude. At very minimum, you're going to get good at being in an interview. Okay. At bare minimum. All right. So maybe you're going on all these poopy interviews that are like not for you, but like, hey, on the 6th one, 7th one, 8th one, that's the one that they're going to need you to show up as the highest version of yourself. And like, man, this guy or this gal is confident. Like they're asking the right questions. Hey, they're willing to die on the hill with us on our mission. Okay. Hey, I'm starting to like this person. That's number two. Number three, watch out for spaghetti against the wall. Hey, if they don't know who you are and they've already given you an offer, see ya. Now, number four, look for a resume eliminator. Resume eliminator. Hey, can this be a job, career, group of people that I can jive and thrive with long term to where I never have to make a resume again? Come on, that's what we're looking for. All right. Number five is, hey, can I make 100 grand in the first year? Is it possible? You know, hey, I know it's probably improbable, Mr. Hiring Manager, but is it possible? Has anybody on your sales team done it? No? Okay. Well, how could I do that? Could you map it out for me? Let's just say I go 6.5, 7 days a week. You know, what's the most that your guys are working right now? 5 days? Okay. What do they make in their first year? Okay. Can I make 100 grand in the first year if I just give this my everything? All right. I don't have to be the best, but what if I give it my everything, right? Could I make 100? Right. If it's a yes, okay, boom, checkbox. Now, you also want to be looking for 200K within your first 2 to 5 years. Okay. That's a great income. You want to be making more than that as time goes on, but hey, can you get there? And if you can make 200K in your first 3, 4, 5 years, that's actually really quick when you first start into a new job. Okay. The sixth one is, hey, meet the team. Can you meet the team? All right. It's yes or no, right? You know, let me meet some of the new guys. All right. Hey, how's it going for you?
Dude, don't join here.
Okay. All right. Boom. There you go. It'll save you some time. Trust me.
Get out while you still can.
Right? So meet the team if you can. All right. Number seven is look for a smaller and growing company. All right. You're going to be able to make way more of an impact. Okay. You'd probably be able to make more money long term. Okay. Maybe even be part of the ownership of the company, maybe vested long term. You have no idea. But if you're coming in and you're like, hey, let's blow this thing up. Hey, you got a potential for that. All right. Now, the last thing is don't half-ass it. Do not half-ass it. This is you got to go 100% all the time type of situation. Okay. Cause hey, you're starting something new. You're going into something brand new. So, hey, do not half-ass it. All right. If you're playing a brand new sport, it's like, okay, hey, I'm just going to give it 10, 15 minutes a day or whatever. No, you got to go all in. Okay. Keep going until the uncomfortable becomes comfortable. All right. And watch your sales videos, read your books, ask the mentors. I don't want to get too far into it because we're talking about all this next week. But hey, if you do those eight things, you'll have much more of an educated situation to where you're going to be able to find that job that's going to be most perfect for you. Most perfect for you. It's not about finding the most the perfect one immediately. That can happen. So be surprised, if be open to being surprised. But hey, if you follow these steps, it'll make it so much easier. Thank you so much for sticking by. This is awesome. I mean, this episode one, we're going to be way more into the tactics of, hey, how to increase your income, how to get started, how to get out of sales slump. All right. How to blow your goals out of the water. You know, hey, if you're ready to take your income to the next level, we're here for it. All right. That's all we're going to be talking about on every single episode of this podcast. We don't just screw around here. Okay. There's not going to be small talk. Okay, whether you're in the gym, whether you're in your car, we're going to be gripping and ripping it to where you increase. Okay, and if this podcast does not help you increase your income, boom, turn her off. Okay, but that's the entire premise of why we're here. All right, so I appreciate you guys sticking by. All right, and it's go time.